The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is this dude here already, or is he on his way to?
He said he already did. Like, you just, you know, he's on his way out.
It'd be the first person we've talked to that have survived the polls today. Let's go to Gary. Or is it Gary? Gary or Gary?
Gary.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
Gary.
So, we were asking folks in the live chat a moment ago if they would, if they voted and stuff. You're going to now or on the way here?
I just left.
Ah!
Look at that.
Process from beginning to end. How long was that?
25 minutes, I'd say.
God, it's so wild. People in the chat were saying, like, they voted 2 weeks ago. It took an hour. Somebody voted yesterday. It took 5 minutes. It just depends where you're voting.
Yep.
It really does. Yep. Well, good. Did you have any catcallers or anybody, trying to influence you on the way in? Was there any members of Antifa nearby? Or
I didn't notice any of that, but I am certainly concerned about people finding out who I voted for, especially my wife.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing?
What do you mean? Him being married?
Well, they could find out who you voted for.
Oh.
Because they know you voted. They say people know you vote. They can look
that
up.
Well, I know that they can tell, but I'm really concerned about the future. Like, I don't want my wife to know who I voted for in the future. Like, I don't want her to find out. She'll kill me.
Oh,
God,
my God.
Lord. Well, clearly she's a Democrat then. My gosh. How long have you been married to this love of your life that you're now shaking in fear of?
Hey, about 18 years.
God bless.
Well, that's a long time.
You know, I don't want you to say, unless you're comfortable to, but, you know, I said this will be the one that, if politics doesn't, separate you, it will be the talking about a woman leading the country. That could divide families. Yeah. Well, I've been running this family for years. You wouldn't have no this or that or whatever, you know?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with a woman running the country. I actually didn't vote for either of the popular candidates.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm sick of it.
What state you live in.
I'm just sick of the whole thing.
Well, but you voted though, so that.
Are you talking about your marriage or are you talking about the election? Because do you want to be married? I mean, like, for real, like, you if you told her who you voted, and you say if you want to, but I mean, if you told her that, you were joking, I'm sure, when you said, I think she'll kill me, but like, is that a fun relationship to be in?
My wife is very politically involved, but I'm just so tired of it. I certainly was into it a lot more when I was younger, but much less so now. I just can't take it. It's been a lot, and I'm just sick of the whole thing. So I voted for one of the non-popular candidates.
Well, I mean, it's your right to pick who you want, but
yeah.
But your wife?
Well, are you thinking I threw my vote away?
Yeah, I don't really know how that whole thing, logic works.
Well,
because there are people that say, well, you wasted a vote, or you voted for him, I voted for her, we cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that I don't want my wife to find out, because I'll never hear the end of it.
Why did you, she's probably listening to NPR or something, if she's very political today, or Word or something.
I know that I am not interested in having Trump be president. That's for sure. He's worthless. As I like to say, he's about as useless as hinge on a hand pump.
Oh, hang on.
See, now, of course you would say dirty language like that. You know what? Mm. You know what?
Yeah, I wonder if
your wife should divorce you.
I wonder if she's going to ask him straight up. I can't ask him what I wanted to ask him because.
Because he's got a foul mouth.
I can't bring him back.
I'm shocked.
I don't want to generalize either. But I imagine look, it's a huge election, I guess you could say, for women, because, you know, the reproductive rights issue has gained a lot of traction, more so the past 5 years than it has.
I know. It's only been going on since the 60s.
I know. And it's just and it's majorly important that way. It's getting a lot of women to the polls. And flipping things in states. So I kind of wanted to ask him if his wife was coming at it from that.
Well, I don't want... Is he still on? He cussed. I'm voting... I support and have voted for Donald Trump. We did not end the call because he said that he didn't like him. He mm-hmm. did cuss. He said the S word, which... That's who I would vote for. Who will legalize me be able to say the S word?
Because it's
one of my favorites. I can use it in many
Just
different ways.
Just ban the FCC.
Yeah.
he's still here if you want to come back to him.
We didn't. You said a bad word in the eyes of our management, so we had
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
One island we own together where I feel as though that should be able to be said.
I love
well.
That word.
Yeah, I do too. I say it about nice things too. Like, yeah, man, that's my S right there, man. That's my, you know,
it's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, but see, the you know, we ain't got to end in an argument about it. But then when you're in a relationship though, and you've been together 18 years, and especially when the one person, I said one time, can there be someone who is a Christian that is married to a satanic or an atheist or whatever? How would that, at the end of the day, work out?
I don't know if it would.
I almost wonder if it's the same way with politics, because those... But then again, I don't know who you voted for, because you said you didn't vote for one of the two. Well,
that's right. I didn't vote for either of those two.
Did you vote for a guy who...
I didn't vote for a grizzly bear
and hit it in Central Park?
I didn't vote for a man at all.
You're at Tulsa, okay. Yeah?
I don't know. I can't remember who all was on the ballot.
Homie voted AOC in for president. No, you can't write. Well, it depends on what state you're in.
It's very hard to do in multiple states.
To write in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know South Carolina, you can't.
So the bigger question here is, do you feel as though, and you don't even have to say less of a man, but do you feel as though you're in a relationship that's kind of, it's just odd that you can't really tell her who you actually voted for?
Well, you know, the thing is I just really don't want the hassle. It just doesn't seem worth it to me to go through that argument.
So will you just, in this between us boys and girl, is this, will you lie to her? Or would it even be asked? You already know, right? Have you been lying to her all along, or have you just kind of decided today, you know what, I'm not doing that?
Look, I just know that it's going to come up in conversation today when we talk about it later this evening, and I'm just trying to decide whether I'm going to lie to her or not.
Yeah, I wonder if you did lead her on the whole thing, or just appeased her so she could, you know, say her piece.
Just to...
Look, she's very big on reproductive rights, and I totally get that. But I am a man who is not having any more children, so that particular issue does not really affect me personally.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Maybe tonight you should just say, let's agree to disagree.
That never works in an argument with a woman.
Because you don't want to fight it out. I mean, that. And if you don't want to tell her, don't tell her.
I can never remember, I can never forget how many times I heard my dad say, "Mary, we can't go to bed at each other mad. I ain't going to bed yet.
We still got time.
What a line.
We got plenty of time. I ain't going to bed yet. We gonna figure this out." Yeah, man. That's great. I don't know.
Maybe it won't come up. You know.
I mean, at the end of the day, like.
Sucks it has to be this way, but you know.
Like, in my gut, I'm like, for real, as from American to American, like, my gut is, why did you vote for someone that is not in the top two? Someone who doesn't have a chance in hell. Like, I just want to ask that, like, just so you can feel better. I mean, like, that sounded dickish. I really, like,
Wesley,
when there's no chance in hell that the person you voted for is going to win, why then take the time? I know that sounds kind of heavy and naughty and kind of pointed, but like, you realize it will not matter at all.
Yeah, but eventually we got to get rid of this two-party system, and if people don't start supporting it sometime, when are they going to support it?
Yeah.
So I feel like Gary's like, you know what? I got to at least vote. Just let me go in here real quick, pick somebody, and just walk out, which you can do.
Yeah. It still is a responsibility as an American to do that.
True. God, that's, you know, what a weird kind of thing. Like, I'm sitting here like, all about, yeah, if you American, you should go and vote. But then what if you don't agree with one of the two? I'm still American. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go do all this for.
I feel like he did it to clear his conscience, too.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You still have the right to vote however you feel. It's your life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Will. Hey, Will.
What's going on, y'all?
Not much. It says here you're an ex-con.
Yeah, and I'm not going to talk in code.
Sure. So, I wouldn't know
it. Let me start by saying I just found y'all not too long ago. Love your show. I'm a transplant from back north, so I'm glad I found y'all.
What part up north, if I just curiously ask?
Yeah, so I'm 55. Right, I'm a convicted felon, class A felon. I went to prison for attempted murder, served 9 years. Ooh. And I've been voting in every election, all elections, probably for 25 years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. There's most states restore your voting rights after you completed your sentence. It's ongoing. But I mean, he was like, "Oh, I got a paper over me and whatever." Like, I don't, you know. So he must still have something active in the court for him not to be able to vote. But
yeah,
for him to say you can't vote is false. And like I said, I mean, most of my friends were and still are in law enforcement. I was married to a police officer. I was a firefighter for 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, you know, you can definitely turn your life around, and you can definitely vote in elections.
I got a question.
I have two.
Yeah, right,
you go first, Fat Boy.
Okay, your charge. Are we talking about the loose definition of the term, or like the hardcore? Like, that's what
I would say. He would. The guy was stabbed 17 times.
Ooh.
So it was kind of, it turned into a kind of a fight situation, but they still labeled it attempted murder.
Oh.
Jeez, you are mad.
Well, I was 16, so it was, again, it was stupid time. You know, like that last guy said, you know, you do stupid sometimes and you're crazy. You know, we were
too.
Hang on a second.
Just hold on. I know. Up north, they may be able to say the S word on the radio. I don't know.
You can say it on network news.
Don't hang up, though, ex-con from up north. Hold on. We want to get you back.
I actually heard a lot of words on TV lately, network, non-cable. They kind of make you question the whole process.
No one's asking. That's the thing. I almost want to go to one of our bosses, and I think it would be kind of snickered at, but I want to say, has anybody checked in to see if we can say that yet? Because it's not a bad word.
It's not,
that's
man. Not,
it's no different.
Let's not tempt fate, though.
I'm not tempting. I'm just having a discussion as an adult saying, I feel like a moron saying poo-poo and
you're right.
Caw-caw and things like that. But
or breast.
Well, I already got in trouble for that, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it was leg day at KFC, that's why. All right, let's go back to Will, who now, Will, sorry about that. I apologize, because
I think
it's a dumb rule, but nevertheless.
All good.
So you went on to be married to a police officer after this? Yeah,
yeah,
certainly, yep. You were not married at 16.
No. Yeah. I actually did meet my first wife. My first girlfriend, while I was still in prison, she was a teacher, and I actually, you know, obtained my GED while I was in, you know, when I was in prison, because of course I didn't finish school, but I, you know, I finished my education. I did some extended stuff after that, but when I did get out, I did get married to another woman, and who, you know, turned out that wasn't so the great idea. We got divorced, but my second wife was a police officer, and she's also gone because she fell on her sergeant's night staff one time. That ended quickly.
She was naughty.
Wow.
So now I'm married. Now I'm married to another woman. She's great. I have a child with her. You know, like I said, we moved down from New York a few years back. You know, I love the area, love the people.
Well, hang on.
Yeah, we're not done.
Yeah, we gotta go back.
You had Fat Boy.
Did you meet the police, the bad lady, the police wife? Did you meet her at maybe some kind of parole hearing or something? Or
no, I was actually a firefighter. I was on a 3-alarm warehouse fire. I was actually in control of a ladder truck at the time.
Thank you.
And when I came down, she was actually field training with one of my buddies who was on the police force. And she just, you know, saw the handsome firefighter in his gear, and that was.
I have a buddy who was a cop, and he met his wife taking a victim to the hospital, and she was a nurse there. And that's how they met and have been married for years. This is kind of interesting.
I want to go back to the teacher in the prison. Had that whole thing. Had that end up a thing. Because, look, you're watched constantly.
Yep.
So you had to take her like
but
somewhere.
But you know the blind eyes, though, of the cameras.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, like, we had, back then there were cameras, but they were pretty primitive. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we corresponded while she was there, you know, we talked, whatever, but then she got transferred because she was doing it for college credits. And then, you know, she gave me her phone number and she used to let me call her collect. So we just kept up that relationship until I got out, which at that point was only like another year and a half. And I moved back to New York, and then she called me one day, and she's like, I want you to come live with me. And I'm like, all right, screw it. Let's go. Like, I got nothing better to do. I'm 20. You know, I'm in my mid-20s. Let's go.
It must be some big stud.
You know, so I was just I went through a lot of changes and a lot of good. You know what I mean? Like, I left the bad behind me. I didn't let it hold me back. You know,
well, that's
I mean?
No way to
it
talk happened. About the North.
Oh, boy.
That's
well, I definitely left that blue. Back that was
you take the Yankee Bad out boy. Of the North, but you Bad can't boy. Take the North out of Yankee.
We got 2-strike rule around here, buddy. You just foul tip.
And it was the same word, the one that's just silly.
Yeah,
it's the same word for, you know, with the way for boobs.
Text in if you got a guess.
If we were on camera, he has this kind of flinch that is like, ooh!
It's like he got tased.
He's a little fluffy, okay. I'm going to say, and he jumps high when that happens. So.
I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I, you know, dump people on accident because I'm so fat and I lean back.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to press the button.
Yeah. But you haven't mastered that when you actually need it.
No, not yet. God, I was hoping it was a hot prison story. Like, you know, she was coming in teaching us and they were hooking up in the jail.
Going around that corner where the camera doesn't catch.
Because you got to feel like, I don't want to generalize, but it's fun to. If you're a woman putting yourself in that situation, like you're going into these prisons, like you kind of
you want
that hookup, right?
I wouldn't wear makeup or nothing. I would want to look as foul as I could if I was a woman in there just to do my job. I don't want to go in there wearing perfume or anything that's going to attract some
boyfriends.
Yeah. Unless I'm into that kind of thing, then I'd be like,
that's like an S&M type of, you know, like a.
Like, who's in control? She likes to be in control.
Yeah, like, you want to see some kind of...
Yeah, but she wants a bad boy, though. She wants a bad naked boy one. Who's going to... Like, she's going to get him to freedom. But
is that what it is?
Did he ride her to freedom and then leave her for another woman who's a cop?
Like, he's in there for tax evasion, and he's walking around naked. Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm about this.
She wants a man to take her to the dark side.
I heard you're into stabbing. I'm into another kind of stabbing.
We know. God. We heard about that environment. We knew somebody who worked there, like as a counselor, and they're like, the stuff you see, and
you can't think of anything that hasn't walked through there or come across. We've tried to get this person on the radio, and they can't, because they live in the area, and they've probably be telling some of your own stories there. Those of you listening, some wild stuff. Some of the wildest stuff I've ever heard in my whole life.
Sick stuff and gross stuff.
Yeah.
You know what?
Some real funny stuff too, but even those are the ones we really can't share.
Yeah, yep. People are wondering how hot this guy is. Is he hot?
He sounds like a stud, didn't
Did he sound hot? I mean, can you judge a man by his voice, Paige?
I've thought.
You've seen me. You know that I am.
Yeah, you are.
For him.
No, you can't, because I thought somebody, you know, this guy had this amazing voice, and then I met him.
Look at the text, though, dude. Like, all these people are saying about this stuff that not just me, but I say it a lot, is that women are into, like, the
danger aspect.
Yeah, but the danger of murder. I mean, not that.
Yeah, there's like you're teetering on some kind of weird excitement.
Like, I thought bad boy used to mean that he was in a band and he smoked and he drank Jack Daniels all the time, but now it means like, no, I want to see an episode of you on Unsolved Mysteries.
Now, the thing with the fireman, and that gets me, because you know that he can carry you to bed. That's hot. You know, he can just put you over the shoulder if he can do that and you're not a huge person.
That's the thing.
And if they're too big, you accidentally Samoan drop them. It's a wrestling move.
Yeah, he's going to take care of you. But I don't know about prison, though. That's
the guy we know that works in the prison. I'll never forget the story. He said the worst fight he saw, and it was really one-sided, is because the guy would not sit down to pee.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, the guy's like, look, this is my forever home. I'm here every day. This guy's not. He's going to sit down to pee because I'm not going to put up with his mess.
It's like coming up
in my house.
You know, like if you're in the kitchen, you come up behind your guy and just kind of love on him and grab him. You don't do that to somebody who's been a prisoner in the military. They might punch you.
You make a habit of going up and grabbing people and grabbing them from behind.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Some of them been screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you of this. Names have been changed, as they always are, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Buff Slutman is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Punkin is Mattman. Playing the role of Elizabeth Leia's is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Snuff is Paige. And also playing the role of narrator is Paige. And action.
Buff Slutman posts the following on Facebook.
Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chin emoji, crying laughter.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, Blank. LOL.
I'll cook for you, but there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask, but what's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you. But you gotta blank me first. Two winker emojis.
Hello! Two big eyeball emojis.
Dude. Yeah, damn dummy. If you ain't sliding in them DMs right now. Post a gif of Ricky Henderson sliding into second base.
Well, I tell you, that was blunt AF, LOL.
Well, you know me, I'm a straightforward person. I just say what I want.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old BS, two crying laughers. Talking about you, Buff Slutman.
Trust me, you weren't too forward with him.
Not just too forward, but maybe a bit thirsty. I think we could agree, actually. A lot of thirst, we can agree.
That's cute. I give you that, I guess.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Cat fight.
No, I don't do that. Not on Facebook, anyway.
Well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hey, hang on now. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook, really.
You can't call that cooking.
See, now that's the problem with Facebook. People take it just too damn serious. You see the reaction I got just for talking blank. I can't even right now. I can't even right now, three crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow. Wow. You probably don't feel too good right now, I understand. But if you remove that stick from your ass, then maybe you'd feel better. I am not bringing or banging your man. I mean, you'd know if I was. You know why? Because you'd never see him again. And if you don't like it, step off. Because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. Huh?
Her man? Wait a minute now. I got a girlfriend now? Scratching chins emoji. No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he was. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one, ho. I'm single AF, BTW.
How are you single?
Duh. Everybody can see why. Because she's such a bitch on Facebook, that's why. Note to you, Liz. You can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what does not concern you.
Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
All right, bye, ho, with an E, like a tool you'd use in the yard. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank.
Yo, bitch.
I'm single because I know my worth. I won't settle for just anybody. I got a good job and no kids, so I'm definitely a catch.
I slide with Les on this one. Sorry, Pumpkin, but I think she's got you messed up. Worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Les, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out. That's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face? Burned, fat ass. Crying, laughing emojis.
Whatever, whore.
Insane. You know, only the names were changed in it. That was a literal conversation that people had about dinner. You say, oh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's it going to go to? It turned into that.
Well.
It turned into that.
Yeah, he must be pulling it. Old Buff Slutman.
What a name. How'd you come up with Buff Slutman?
That was part of the character.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just kind of, it's like appeared to me. I think I said Buff Bagwell. What a slut, man. Because he was, there was a time he was a man whore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about it.
The Missy Hyatt days.
I think it's literally how I came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll give you the back story on how I came up with these names. Scene two. Playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton. It's Paige. Playing the role of Jocelyn Cox. It's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jonovan. It's Matt Man.
That's a good name.
Playing the role of Sammy Salsa.
It's Fat Boy. That's the funny one.
Playing the role of Chubby will be Matt Man. And action.
Jocelyn posts a picture of a woman and a man standing beside a station wagon with the caption, RIP, Mom. It's been 23 days, but I can't forget you quick so fast. Here's Mom with some famous TV guy. She won that station wagon on the game show, and she was lucky they brought.
That's Dix Van Dyke.
Excuse me? That's my mom. That's her station wagon. And what did you just call me?
Sorry, I typed that wrong because I almost exclusively talk to text because, I'm lazy as all get out.
Okay.
I'm Chubby.
I don't even know who you are, Chubby. First off, okay. And third, you need to watch the slurs, okay? I have a very diversified portfolio of friends, so read and heed.
Sorry to intrusive Jocelyn Cox, but Chubby is actually 100% correct.
No, he's not. That's not a van. It's a station wagon. And my mom was not into women or sports. And who the hell are you?
Well, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jonovan.
Okay, I still don't know you. I have my S set to private. What the hell?
I actually S'd my privates before.
Hey, man. How much are you asking for the van, man?
I'll throw my app in the ring and offer $500 if she runs.
What? She doesn't run. He's died. Read the caption. And it's a station wagon. Not a van. Maine. Who are you people? Some guy named Sammy Salsa? One named Ugly Bobby Eaton and some 90-day fiancé reject named Chubby?
Hey, I never applied, so you can kiss my hog head.
That's my favorite deli meat.
Hello again, Jocelyn Cox. But did you forget about me?
I still don't know who you are.
Oh, me? I am Jonovan. But to my point, my friend here, Copy, is right, although he needed a comma in there somewhere. It ain't Cubby. I hate Chicago. It's Chubby, and you can smooch my gooch. You know what? I am busy, but maybe later. Jocelyn Cox, as it were, in regards to your listing, you said that is your mother standing with a vehicle and a famous television man, yes?
Hey, Chico, when you said she's dead, are you saying there's no motor or what?
What I'm saying to you, Jocelyn, is the TV man is Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. I know he looked familiar. He was in Mary Poppins and Murder, She Wrote.
No, 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 Ugly Bobby Eaton. No, that was Diagnosis Murder, not Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, que sera estos gringos esta motra freaking muchos locos.
Who the hell do you think you are, Mr. I Am DB?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I?
I'm Jonathan.
Hey, any of y'all... Hey, have any of y'all had that foot-long churro from Subway? Like, does it fill you up enough?
I didn't care for it myself, Chubby, but for real. Hey, Jocelyn Cox, if you want to scrap that station wagon or van, man, call me Sammy Salsa.
I asked for a price first up, S.O. bitch.
What?
That what? Was S.O. She didn't say
what?
S.
Not... What? What is going on? Who are you people? I was trying to honor my dead mom.
I understand, Joshua, but you posted it here on Marketplace, not your personal profile.
I was thinking that might be the case.
Ha ha ha. What a dummy. You thought this was your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah? Well, you rub dogs with your daddy. So.
You meant dongs, but you can't type, you dumb fool.
Insane! Sammy Salsa.
Sammy Salsa, who talked like Razor Ramon.
All right. Let me buy that van, man, yo.
Poor Ugly Bobby Eaton. Hung like a horse, but he can't talk worth a damn.
He struggled a little. S.O.
Ooh. What you just heard was real. I don't know the joke hit.
It's one of those that kind of gets you later.
Maybe you read it and get it. I admit that.
Simmers for a little bit.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper.
Loop!
Anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.